I'm Rick Slatchford with DayPage for January 21st, 2014. President Obama has unveiled his long-awaited review of the National Security Agency's surveillance programs. Over 6 months since Edward Snowden exposed them to global scrutiny. In a move criticized by privacy advocates, Obama refused to end the bulk collection of telephone metadata, saying only that he will modify it from, quote, how it currently exists, unquote.
I am therefore ordering a transition that will end the Section 215 bulk metadata program as it currently exists and establish a mechanism that preserves the capabilities we need without the government holding this bulk metadata. This will not be simple.
Under Obama's proposal, NSA officials would require court orders to access calling records except in cases of emergency. But it will be up to the Justice Department and Congress to work out the details. In his remarks, Obama also pledged to stop spying on foreign leaders and increase privacy protections for foreign citizens overseas.
Now let me be clear. Our intelligence agencies will continue to gather information about the intentions of governments, as opposed to ordinary citizens, around the world, in the same way that the intelligence services of every other nation does. We will not apologize simply because our services may be more effective. But heads of state and government with whom we work closely and on whose cooperation we depend should feel confident that we are treating them as real partners.
President Obama's plan rejects a number of proposals from his own advisory board on how to reform the National Security Agency, including a call to require court orders for national security letters by the FBI. It also ignores the panel's call to stop undermining commercial software in order to launch surveillance or cyber attacks. Obama accepted a proposal to establish a panel of privacy advocates to appear before the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, but only in special cases. Responding to Obama's speech, Jesselyn Radack, an advisor to Edward Snowden and former Justice Department lawyer, criticized Obama for leaving the bulk collection of metadata intact.
I'm happy that the government will no longer be housing people's records, but that begs the question of why the government should be storing anybody's records at all. And I think a lot of people might mistake that storing issue for the government not collecting. And the bulk metadata collection program remains intact. It continues, and they're going to transition it, but that doesn't really tell us anything if they're going to overhaul it in some kind of fashion. We have no idea. The point is they're still collecting mass metadata on innocent Americans.
As President Obama unveiled reforms prompted by Edward Snowden's disclosures, Snowden himself faced new attacks from lawmakers and intelligence officials. Speaking to NBC's Meet the Press, House Intelligence Chair Mike Rogers suggested, without citing evidence, that Snowden is a Russian spy.
This was a thief who we believe had some help, who stole information the vast majority had nothing to do with privacy. Our Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines have been incredibly harmed by the data that he has taken with him, and we believe now is in the hands of nation state. I believe there's a reason he ended up in the hands, the loving arms of an FSB agent in Moscow. I don't think that's a coincidence.
The website BuzzFeed, meanwhile, has published an article featuring anonymous intelligence officials called America's Spies Want Edward Snowden Dead. It quotes one Pentagon official as saying, "I would love to put a bullet in his head. He is single-handedly the greatest traitor in American history." And an NSA analyst also tells BuzzFeed, "In a world where I would not be restricted from killing an American, I would personally go and kill him myself." A lot of people share this sentiment. In other news that marks this day, West Virginia has lifted its ban on consumption of tap water following the chemical spill that contaminated a major part of the state's water supply. As the ban was lifted, the company behind the West Virginia chemical spill filed for bankruptcy. 4 people have died and scores have been injured in explosions at industrial plants in 2 states, Nebraska and Omaha. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has withdrawn an invitation for Iran to attend Syria peace talks after pressure from the United States. The dispute over Syria comes as Iran and six world powers have begun implementing the agreement that slows the Iranian nuclear program in exchange for relief from international sanctions. In Afghanistan, the Taliban has launched a pair of deadly attacks on Western targets. Dozens of people were killed in Iraq over the weekend, amidst the country's worst spate of violence in 6 years. Voters on the Japanese island of Okinawa have re-elected a mayor opposed to the relocation of a major U.S. military base there. A Pennsylvania judge has blocked an election law requiring voters to show photo identification for the fourth time. And the controversy surrounding New Jersey Governor Chris Christie continues to grow, with new accusations of political intimidation. And that's it for today's Day Page. You can find all the Day Pages at daypage.net. It's a production of Radio InfoWeb and heard on the Liberty Radio Network. Join me again next time for another Day Page.